Hello, folks. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Tales Folks Told. I'm Zero Fox. Let's keep the ball rolling with haunted, scary places, shall we? Last time, we were in Arizona. This week, let's travel north to Colorado. So go on and sit back, relax, and let me tell you about Riverdale Road. Known as one of the most haunted roads in the United States, Riverdale Road has seen its share of tragedy and loss, and is known for many paranormal entities, a ghost Camaro, a dead jogger, a phantom hitchhiker, and even the gates of hell. Let's go down into the abyss of these folktales, starting with the gates of hell. Yes, there are actual gates, rusted as it may be. And behind these rusted gates lie the ruins of a mansion destroyed by fire. Legend has it that a man and his family lived in the mansion, and one night, the man went insane, setting the house aflame as his wife and children slept. As the flames engulfed and spread through the mansion, the wife and children woke up, tried to escape, but the flames were just too strong. There is some truth to this tale. There was a fire in 1975. However, there were no deaths or injuries. It was reported that the chicken house close to the mansion burned down and severely damaging the mansion. Soon, the city declared the house a fire hazard and the occupants of the mansion moved away. But to this day, if you pass the gates of hell to the ruins of the mansion, you can faintly hear their screams. Which leads to the next tale, The Lady in White of Riverdale Road. People have said that they have seen a lady in white roaming Riverdale Road. Little is known who this lady is. However, there is speculation that the lady in white is the wife of the man who burned the mansion down, but no one really knows. She might be there to try to find her husband, hoping to get some help or to seek revenge for her death. But the most people have experienced was seeing her in their rearview mirror as they drove by. Growing up, we were told not to pick up hitchhikers. There are even stories about hitchhikers killing their rescuers. In driving down Riverdale Road, you might see a young woman stranded on the side of the road. But when you pull over, as soon as she opens the door, she disappears, leaving you wondering if you were hallucinating or what the ghost might possibly have wanted. Continuing with the theme of ghosts, there is a ghost jogger said to have been hit and left on the road to die. If you decide to walk the 11-mile stretch of Riverdale Road, you might hear footsteps behind you and an audible heartbeat at your back. Maybe Walking might not be your cup of tea. Yeah, down one of the most haunted roads in America? Me either. Maybe you want to take a quiet drive down Riverdale Road. Oh look, it's a full moon out. The trees look pretty in the moonlight. Wait, what is that swinging in the trees? Bodies? Yes, there are stories told by people seeing bodies swinging in the trees when there's a full moon out. Not only occurring in the East Coast and the South, slavery has its history in Colorado as well. Slaves prominently lived along Riverdale Road. Along with slavery was the abuse and ultimately death of the slaves. Even now, people still see what seems to be bodies in trees when the moon is full. As you drive down Riverdale Road, hoping for a peaceful drive, you see a car behind you with one working headlight. You drive along. The car speeds forward, now right behind you. You instinctively start to pull over to let the car through, clearly in a rush. But the car won't let you pull over, forcing you to speed forward. With each gear, the car matches your speed. You go so fast until you realize you're all alone on the road. It's said that in the 70s, a driver driving a Camaro was rushing down Riverdale Road, didn't see a blind corner, and fatally crashed. Doomed to speed behind any car driving that road. Every city, state, and country has its fair share of urban legends. I hope you enjoyed the legends of Riverdale Road in Colorado. I'm Zira Fox. Join me next time for another episode on Tales Folks Told. And tell your story. You never know who's listening.